Radio Margaritaville, Sirius 31, Kirsten here, and it's the pre-concert tailgate party, and I'm sitting down with Jimmy.
Well, hello, Kirsten. Welcome to Chicago.
Thank you so much for having me.
Well, great to have you here. What a great night, huh?
Oh, God, the weather's perfect.
Unbelievable. I got a knock on wood somewhere. We're sitting at a plastic table, but that's not... Somewhere around here there's some wood. Oh,
I think
wait,
that's wood, right over there.
Okay.
Yep.
There we go, because we know that we're supposed to have the same thing for Saturday night, too.
Yes.
Yes.
Very good.
And the Cubs are in first place, and the White Sox are in first place. This is an amazing time here in this town.
Good time to be here.
Yeah, yeah. So, this is our first time at Toyota Park. It's kind of nice here. I'm liking it.
It's a gorgeous venue, and you're doing two nights here.
Yep. And we've got Fingers is on board tonight. Everybody likes to know who we've got because we kind of run them in and out of here.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a Broadway play where they announce it somewhere who's playing the part of. And we got Sonny Landers back tonight, and we got the Juke Joint Duo, which is a group from up in Clarksdale, Mississippi, who I literally ran into in a bar one night. It's too long a story to tell here, but great band, Cedric Burnside and Lightning Malcolm, and they're playing with Fingers, and they played with us at Alpine. Maybe some people heard it the other night, but.
Mm-hmm.
It's just kind of fun to go find kids that are that good and bring them out here and let them just see what it's like out here. And we've been having a ball with them.
What a wonderful experience for them. And yeah, it's a packed show tonight.
Yeah,
it's
like the real thing. It's not phony baloney stuff, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It's a real audience, and it's people that really play, you know. There's a lot of that other phony baloney stuff out there. And, you know, this is the real deal. And I wouldn't do this for people that I didn't think would be able to get up there. Elo's been up, and now Juke Joint Duo, and it's kind of nice to bring people in, and they go, I remember what it was like, you know, the first time I went from a certain level of audience attendance to another one, and you always remember that, and I remember opening big shows for big acts going, man, one of these days. So I think it's inspiring to kids to come out here and see what it looks like, and in this day and time when people seem to not want to put that much effort into a career, maybe, and I know these kids do, so it's kind of a reward.
Yeah, and you kind of did the same thing for Jake Shimabukuro.
Yeah, and Jake's got rolling along. We're going to see him in Newport, Rhode Island, at the Folk Festival at the end of the month. And, it's just, you know, at this point, let's face it, I didn't think I would last this long or be here. So when you're in a position like this, it's nice to pass the baton. Mm-hmm. And the Olympics are on, so people can relate to that.
You know, I've got to ask, have you played Rock Band yet on those Shark guitars?
Yes. No, yeah, I do. Before we started getting into the Rock Band in the parking lot, I had to go out there and figure it out, and I'm terrible at it.
Oh, God. I'm awful. I went out there today and played in the parking lot.
You did. People say it's an excuse because if you actually play an instrument, it's harder to play. I play drums on Rock Band, and I'm not much better. I was a drummer in the beginning,
mm-hmm.
but I'm terrible on guitar. I can't even make the band on beginner as a guitar player. I've made it through two songs as a drummer. But it's infectious. It's, you know, it's a generational thing. But I watch my kids and I watch their friends and everybody. I mean, Cameron, my son's in his room going, I'm at expert level now. And you look at this and you go, man. But anything that gets people excited about live music is fun with me.
Yep. Yeah, I got whooped by an 11-year-old today, so.
Well, don't feel bad. It's the Now you feel like me. You're feeling your age,
yeah.
Aren't you?
Yeah, exactly.
All right.
Not that old yet.
I know. Yeah, but it's still fun, you know. But I always thought when I first saw it and Colvin told me about it, I said it's the perfect party game and we're the perfect party, so. We downloaded some songs. We got some more things coming, and hopefully we'll be doing some more things with those folks at Harmonix.
Wonderful.
All right. Well, I'm going to go ahead and get ready.
Great.
All right. Thanks so much. Great
Thank
to have you.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for everybody again for listening. So we're here tonight and back on Saturday from Chicago.
Wonderful. Kirsten here, and we just got done chatting with Jimmy. He's going to get ready and hop up on stage for the Year of Still Here tour. We are in Chicago tonight. The weather is perfect, and I absolutely can't wait to get the show started here for you.